This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I'm in front of the Capitol here in Sacramento, so hopefully I get to see you, Senator Pan.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Richard Pan.
We do have updates on Dickie Pan, senator, doctor, pediatrician, extraordinaire, no scary doctor in California, in the U.S., California Senate. And we do have a major update on Senator Richard Pan. You'll never believe what he said now. That's coming up in just a moment. We got Ty Bollinger. It's Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Those of you listening live, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. Before we begin into the Dickie Pan from California update, we do want to acknowledge our listeners and our friends and family in the United Kingdom, in England, and around London area. Kind of a strange attack with a car, a vehicle, a truck. Something happened, and then a knife-wielding assailant. I believe they took him out, but Superdon, you got the update. I know a lot of people that listen on UK Health Radio are a couple of days behind, so you're probably already maybe know more than we know about it here. But I just want to take a moment just, say our hearts, prayers, thoughts out, going out to you. More victims of the crazy, strange terrorist attacks. I don't know who originated this one at this point, but Super D, what's the latest?
Yeah, another unfortunate event here. And if you notice, it's like their weapon of choice now seems to be vehicles. This is like the thing that they've done now is they get in these trucks or cars. This one was a big four-wheel drive. And the death toll is up to 5, it says now, and I'm getting the information actually from the Daily Mail, which I figured would probably be, one of the more accurate because it's there in the UK, and I'm seeing 20, 40 injured, and basically this guy got into this vehicle and he ran over a bunch of people going across the Westminster Bridge right there by where Parliament is, and right. Then he jumped out and used a knife and killed a couple of police officers, I think. So, yeah, it's another tragic situation. It reminds me of the situation that happened, if you remember, in Paris, where the terrorist got into a big truck and did a very similar thing. So we'll learn more here, as time goes on, as always happens in these types of events, that there's this big rush to try and find out identities and what was going on and who was behind it. But at this point, they're saying they believe he was just a lone wolf.
Okay. Well, listen, pardon me for pointing this out, but you know what we should? We should license all drivers, and this would never happen.
But wait a minute. Don't we already do that?
Yes, exactly. My point exactly.
Oh, gotcha.
For everybody that said, this is the whole thing, and even in Britain where they really have a lot of limitations, restrictions on the ownership of firearms, But, you know, that's the whole idea. Although we should license them, right? It's like, come on, people are licensed to drive these so-called vehicles. It doesn't stop this from happening. You know, you're going to have some insane lone wolves unless you have your spider senses intact. There are going to be times where shocking things happen. And, you know, we always have to be vigilant and stay connected. And that's more than internet connected, if you know what I mean. Get that deep level connection to listen. You know, those warnings can come from afar or from deep within. So there we go. That's where we're starting today's show. Now,
you know,
somebody,
what they could do is they could just restrict everybody to driving a Yugo, and then you never have this problem.
True, yeah, because the old Yugoslavian cars would, I think, just bounce off of you. And
yes.
It would hurt the car more than you. But, yeah, you're right. But, again, these things are just tragic whenever and wherever they happen. But the point is, you know, more government intervention, more scrutiny, more, how would we say, more, I don't know, spying on citizens, right? That's interesting, too. We may cover a little later. It turns out somebody was watching out and inadvertently or advertently was spying on the Trump campaign, after all. So we'll get to that later with Ty Bollinger. But what was Dickie Pan doing again? This is the guy, remember, he's the senator from California who spearheaded SB 277 because, oh, my gosh, there weren't enough people getting vaccinated, and therefore there was going to be a disastrous tragedy after the Disneyland measles scare, which there's no evidence to point to any non-vaccinated individual in that case, child or adult. And based on that, he says, yeah, we need to rush through this mandate to eliminate religious and philosophical exemptions to vaccination for anyone who wants to, you know, send their kids to public or private school. So obviously he's not a big fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not big fans of his. And that was the opening there was a reminder of when Del Bigtree was trying to speak to him at the Capitol there in Sacramento. And he ran. Pan ran. And, you know, this is another thing. Maybe you remember this when confronted and he was speaking, I don't know, to a group at one point and described what really is the most dangerous thing in vaccines, because we're all talking about mercury and aluminum and aborted fetal cells, animal RNA, DNA, it's formaldehyde, you know, things that you list at the CDC. You'd be going, that's in a vaccine? Are you kidding me? And of all the things this pediatrician, brilliant as Dr. Richard Pan is, what does he point to as the most dangerous thing in a vaccine? See if this jogs your memory, right from Richard Pan.
You know the most dangerous substance in the vaccine? Water. More children die of water toxicity than anything else that's in the vaccine.
So now that we've established his credibility, right?
Water?
Water, right. Now that we've established Richard Pan's credibility, let's find out what he's saying now is very dangerous and scary. Well, turns out he's on his Facebook page linked to a story out of Tennessee Poison Control Center warning of the toxicity of essential oils. Essential oils. Now, far be it for me to say there's never a case where somebody could be poisoned by or intoxicated by an essential oil not meant for ingestion, for instance, a child got a hold of it. There could be some issues there. It's not to say that it's a non-issue. But this is the guy that denies toxicity to anything in a vaccine except for water. This is a guy who would deny reality that $3 billion-plus have been paid out to families of vaccine-injured and killed children since the passage of the injury compensation program, which alleviated all liability of the manufacturers of those vaccines. And you had to sue the government, in a sense, and the taxpayers would fund, basically, a fund that would then pay out if you won. No fault, right? Vaccine makers, no fault to them. No skin off of their whatever. And, you know, this is $3 billion. You think one or two people might have been hurt or killed, Richard Pan, and you're saying, now I'm going to post and be a responsible pediatrician and say, look out, boys and girls. There's essential oils in your mom and dad's medicine cabinet. And, you know, this report, which goes to WGHL in Tennessee, Nashville, and it talks about potential dangers, and it says camphor, clove, lavender, eucalyptus, thyme, tea tree, wintergreen, all oils that we have. They're claiming that they're highly toxic. Highly toxic. Yeah, I mean, if you drink a gallon. I mean, listen, this is where we kind of go, what is the logical fallacies that they try to throw at us, the skeptics, when we point out the toxicity of mercury in a vaccine, and then they say, well, there's mercury in fish, or there's formaldehyde in a banana. But again, the dose is important when determining the poison. Of course, another thing wrong with the vaccines is that they're injected rather than ingested, so there is no epithelial barrier anymore when you inject. You bypass the normal barriers of protection against poisons, against toxins within the GI tract, for instance. And you think if this was really a danger, that there would be a sideline report linked to this of 5 children killed last year, or even 1, by essential oils. And yet not one mention of a death due to a child. In fact, not one mention of a specific case of toxicity. They're talking about...
No, it says it can be. It can be,
right.
Toxic,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I mean, what are you going to make of that? Again, if this were really an issue, there would be congressional hearings. Dick Durbin would be all over this. He would be crying on the Senate floor saying, one of my constituents lost their child to an essential oil. That's not happening. Why does
that
he
sound
cry?
Humorous? Doesn't it just sound humorous to even say?
It does. It does a little
death
bit.
By essential oil? What?
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, when has Richard, Dickie Pan cried for any parent who's tried to reach him about the death or the injury to their child? Or what about Dick Durbin in Illinois? Where's his crying game on the House of the, on the Senate floor when his constituents report injured or killed children due to vaccines, autism and other things? It's not happening. These people are, again, credibility. There is none there. And then we go to the CDC for an update on the flu shot. CNN's reporting this. The apologists for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the fake news party central of at least the American media. And they're asking, why don't flu shots work? Or why are they not working as well as they should? Why flu shots fail even when the match is right? And this is a telling article where they admit that maybe they're not putting enough adjuvant in, which is designed to irritate your immune system, to elicit an immune response, an antibody. And so their argument here is, can we throw more toxins in the vaccines, or can we target the dendritic cells that we want to stimulate in order to make this thing go? I'm telling you, at the end of the day, they should be going, you know what, the flu shot is an abject failure. We should rethink our yearly strategy on flu and cold prevention. But that should have happened in 1975 and 1976 after the swine flu debacle of the Gerald Ford administration. But humans are pretty darn stupid when it comes to politics, economics, and pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines, because they continue to double down and triple down. If it doesn't work, we'll put more money into it. That's why the people are pretty much sick of this and want robots instead of politicians. We'll get to that next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered 2 strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
By the way, if you want to know how to prevent the flu really without killing your immune system with a vaccine, you can do that. You can modulate immunity. The gut microbiome is the key to it, of course. Modulating immunity safely, extraordinarily, we can do through our friends at Better Way Health and their Beta 1 3D Glucan. You can get that at betterwayhealth.com. Hey, it's simple. You don't have to aggravate the immune system and destroy it, hyperstimulate it to the point of autoimmunity and other devastating diseases if you want to prevent influenza. Not that CNN would know the difference with modulating immunity and hyperstimulating it to a disastrous consequence. You know, the influenza, we have Nozotes, homeoprophylaxis. You can do that. King Bio has the multi-strain flu formula, for instance. Just a reminder, gentle reminder, as CNN scratches their head and goes, oh, how can we, even if we match it, how come it's not working? Just get it anyway. Like that's the only thing there is to do. You know what I think? They've been drinking water contaminated with lead. No, seriously. It wouldn't be a surprise at this point. Big time information going on now. As more and more studies of local municipal water systems, treated water, end of use, point of use, finding high levels of lead, not just in Flint, Michigan. In fact, what we're seeing in California, of all places, they say now dozens of California communities, childhood lead poisoning that surpass those of Flint, Michigan. Right? Remember the big stink of Flint, and legitimately so. It's a tragedy. It's a failure of government to protect the people, but it's also a failure of the people to protect themselves because they should not trust the government to protect them. This has been a theme for a long time here on the Robert Scadbell Show. And I don't want it to reduce your happiness. We'll get into that story a little later. But to recognize that if you want to elevate yourself on the survival scale, it is going to be very important for you to not trust the government with your life and the life of your children. What do they say, trust but verify? Well, I don't even trust them because they don't know what they're doing. As evidenced by, look at what California. Now, California, as we have as acknowledged, I don't think anybody will argue, is largely dominated by leftist Democrats who worship government and Big Pharma, as evidenced by Richard Pan and his success at getting SB 277 passed, and the fact that they're even considering SB 18 that would take away the rights of parents to raise their children if it was disapproved of by government officials or maybe those at the United Nations. Dozens of communities in California now exposed to high levels of lead in their water. Fresno, in particular, triple the rate in the blood tests, triple the rate that was found in the children of Flint, Michigan. High rates of exposure found in a swath of the Bay Area and downtown Los Angeles. Now, how are they going to blame evil Republicans for this? The Democrats run that country. Yes, I call it a country. They run it, lock, stock, and barrel. Republicans barely get to squeak a little bit in California. And this isn't, you know, to how would we say, absolve responsibility of any Republican. That's not my point. But the point is, this isn't about Democrats or Republicans. This is about government, the failure of government to protect the people. What is reasonable to expect of government? When you find what the EPA is doing next hour, or you find out what the USDA is doing, and you begin to say, wait a second, when did I ever have an inkling of a thought that it was a good idea to trust government with the safety and health of my children or myself or even the environment? I know it's a bummer to figure that out. It's like, well, you got to trust someone or you can trust no one. Well, you know, I'm not advocating giving up on the concept of trust. That's not my point. But that we've put faith in institutions created by man instead of maintaining that faith and trust in the Creator, if you will, there's a distinction, and it's an important one. But it also behooves us to buy a water filter, whether it be a simple zero water that you get at the local big box retailer or online, or to get an ecosystem from Synergy Science, whatever, or anything in between, to reduce the inevitable exposure due to the failure of government to protect us from the, what? The industry that has purchased them. Regulatory capture. Reducing or eliminating the Environmental Protection Agency on a federal level does not mean automatic destruction to the environment. It means you're going to be a much better watchdog on the state level and at the level of your home and your sink.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses, but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know what would make me happy? All those billions of dollars wasted at the federal EPA returned to the states, to the people, to buy water filters for those who are being contaminated with lead in their cities, in their towns. I mean, talk about protecting the environment. The ultimate environment is the environment in you.
your gut, the destruction of it by heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, of glyphosate, right? EPA sells out to Monsanto. We got more evidence of that. Absolutely incredible. And the people on the left freak out when Trump suggests $6 billion reduction to NIH, which has never found a cure for cancer, never will, because they're imperative, just like the American Cancer Society is. If they do, they would have to fold up shop. All the money, the gravy train going into Big Pharma would dry up. Simon says dry up. You know what? You want to help? You want to be charitable, folks? Go into Fresno and bring water filtration. Because the government is just so, either so corrupt or so inept that they won't do it. And the next thing that we need to do, you want to talk about Obamacare replacement? If you find that the government was lax and responsible for this, or the corporation, if you can, not that you can nail them because they buy off the regulators so that they end up with cushy jobs when they leave government, you would say, not only would you provide water filtration, government / corporations, you would then say, you know what, you're actually going to cover my bills when I go to a doctor for intravenous chelation to get rid of the lead and other heavy metals that have accumulated. Certainly, you know, obviously Big Pharma would stop producing vaccines if they had to provide chelation therapy to every child that they harmed with their vaccines. But then, of course, we'd be all be better off without them. Yeah, I said it. We would be a lot healthier without them. We would be healthier if we were allowed to develop immunity normally and not intoxicating our immune system under the guise of stimulating an antibody. I said it. I'll say it again. There's homeoprophylaxis. There's probiotics, there's detoxification, there's silver hydrosol, there's immune modulation with beta-1-3D-glucan, etc. Now, why did we start with the happy song from Pharrell in that segment? Super Don, why did we do that? Why?
Oh,
why?
I didn't realize that was a direct
That wasn't
question.
A rhetorical question. Because it was like, you're the producer, right? And you said, play that song. And I'm like, well, okay, yeah. I can talk happy. There's got to be a reason behind that.
Well, yeah, there's a story here about something called the World Happiness Report. I did not know there was a World Happiness Report, but apparently they come out with one every year. And this is something that's coordinated with the UN, apparently. Started in 2012, the UN had something called a high-level meeting on happiness and well-being.
Okay. Happiness and well-being. Okay.
Yes,
I'm sure it had nothing to do with having lead in your water supply. They probably didn't mention anything like that.
Yes. So anyway, they came out with this report, and what they do is they rank every country and find out which one's the happiest and which one's the least happy. And apparently the United States came in as number 14 out of 155 on happy countries, people who are happy.
We're number 14, huh?
We're number 14. Yes.
I suppose it could be worse, but yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you could look at this and go, okay, well, whatever. We're number 14. Happiness report. Yay. Whatever. Just throw it away. But what got my attention on this was when they're ranking the different countries, they assess the happiness level in each country based on, it's actually 6 different things. They do it by healthy life expectancy, GDP per capita, social support, perceptions of freedom to make life choices, generosity of donations, and perceptions of corruption. And when they looked at the U.S., the reason why it came in at number 14 is because of 3 main things. In the U.S., they've seen a decline in social support, a loss in the sense of personal freedom, and an increase in distrust for the government.
Oh, well, number 3 is actually a good thing. Although I guess you could say, well, you're less happy if you distrust government, but I think you'll be ultimately in the long run happier and healthier if you have a healthy distrust of government.
You know, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. You know, in a lot of ways, because A, should you be skeptical of your government, you know, and as you were saying in the last segment, trust but verify, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I think you have to be that way. It's, you know, we don't live in a utopia, right?
If you want to stay alive and healthy and live, you want to have a healthy distrust for these institutions. And of course, yeah. Now we'll probably finally make the list of, I don't know, some anti-government website, but my gosh, the founding fathers would be considered enemy combatants to the government today, based on their belief in the evil nature of government. When men are divorced from the consequence for their action, which is what government tends to do, kind of gives you an artificial buffer between what you do and the consequence for those actions. It's not my fault, the government did it, right? And when you remove responsibility, social experiments have been conducted in the 20th century, psychological experiments, to show that people, perfectly reasonable people, could be your neighbor, suddenly when removed from the liability for their actions, can do horribly evil things. Horribly evil things. And that's the capacity for, well, human evil. But, you know, equally there's a capacity for human love and spirituality and selflessness and charity. And one of those equations here, I think, was charitable giving, was it not? Charity, generosity, donations?
Yes, that was one. Although, if we're going to look at the United States, that one wasn't as significant as, let's say, the other one, after the distrust for government, which is a loss in the sense of personal freedom. And I think that's very significant. We talk about that quite a bit, don't we?
Well, we do, and I've been talking about it long before a lot of people realized what was going on, especially the personal freedom to make decisions about your health when it comes to non-pharmaceutical options, right? Non-government-sanctioned options for health care, for detoxification, for reversal of cancer, etc. In that case, I would say we probably rank pretty low, although we find ways. You know, I about the natural products industry, I'm going to be speaking in a couple of weeks in Dallas to the industry, the Natural Products Association Southwest Region Show in Dallas. By the way, my buddy Stuart Tompkins is going to be there as well, which is going to be cool. We'll have some CBD on the air when we're together. The freedom to do these things, severely limited, curtailed, when we talk about freedom of speech, for instance. If you want to talk about the fact that selenium reverses cancer, Jonathan E. Mord has beaten the FDA back 7+ more times now, and still the FDA and the FTC do not want you to know that selenium can reverse cancer. The right form, the right amount, can reverse. Yes, reverse. I said it. Reverse cancer. And many other substances. Even Dickie Pan and his faith and loyalty to the pharmaceutical church is saying, oh, my gosh, really, water's the most dangerous thing in a vaccine. I don't know who will believe this guy anymore. And then says, oh, look out for essential oils. How many children have died from essential oils in the last 10 years? And, of course, if there was even one, that article we referenced would have listed it and more. So, freedom, personal freedom, you're right, that's a good one. And if it's corrupted, if it's taken away from you, there will be less happiness. What was the pursuit of happiness, by the way, anyway, in the Declaration of Independence? The pursuit of happiness was about property rights. And the ultimate rights to property is yourself, your body, or that of your children, which is wholesale violation. In California, when it comes to caring for your children without vaccines and where they want to go with SB 18. So we could say happiness quotient's got to be declining faster than anywhere in California if that goes through. The generosity issue, again, I bring up because in many cases, like even wanting to cut the hair of a homeless person, suddenly you've got a state board of cosmetology coming down to try and prevent a kid who's still in school to become a cosmetologist, and you want to take away a license he doesn't even have. So I say stop asking for permission where none is required. Listen, Supernon, I know you say there might be a place for these things. I don't believe there is. Licensing boards. Licensing has proven not to protect the public, but has proven to protect an economic monopoly. Remember a couple of years back, maybe it's that long now, I don't know, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did an expose study on sexual abuse of patients by doctors. And they went in and thought it was one incident, and they found out it was almost endemic, and that in the vast majority of doctors who had been accused and even found guilty of these horrific acts against patients maintained their licenses. Their licenses were not removed or revoked. The licenses tend to only be revoked if it's so heinous they cannot stop from removing it, or, and you'd think that sexual abuse would be heinous enough, but apparently it's not, but what they would do is say, you know what's heinous enough? If a doctor reverses cancer in a child without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, they will try and take that person's or doctor's license away. So, yeah, the lack of happiness based on freedom quotient, and again, the pursuit of happiness, property. And if you don't believe in the ownership of private property, ultimately your own body and that of your children to protect them from incursions by government or others, then how can there be happiness at all? And where does America rank in that realm? I don't know if there is a place. I know we're almost up on a break, Super D, but is there a breakout quotient on the personal freedom? Is it ranked anywhere in there?
No, no, but that, you know what they did do is in this happiness report, we came in as number 14.
Yeah.
Last year, number one was Denmark. Now, some people might go, oh, that's because it's where you can go order, a weed pancakes on every corner at the, you know, whatever, because of their drug laws. But they got bumped out this year. And the number one happiest country in the world, according to this data, is Norway.
Really? Is that because
Norway?
The loot fish or something?
I don't know.
Why Norway? Now, Norway. I recognize, too, a lot of people will say if we only had universal health care, we could all be happy. But again, that eliminates personal choice. And that would not make me happy. Although happiness does come from within, but of course, that's that ownership concept. Who owns you? Who owns your children? Government? And if so, bye-bye happiness. Bye-bye freedom. Bye-bye health. Bye-bye health care. Hello to robots. Robots? Yeah, we got that coming up after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ty Bollinger's coming back from his self-imposed vow of silence last week as he was working so hard to get the truth about vaccines ready. He couldn't speak. The poor guy couldn't speak.
Oh, so he found it? He found it?
He found his voice. Yeah, he lost his voice. Okay. He found it. I don't know. Probably the kids found it for him, right? The kids, they find everything, right?
Fell behind the couch.
Old dads was like, where did it go? Yeah, you're right. I reached under the couch. There were some coins. And there's his voice. Hey, we found his voice. So can't wait to hear from TMB, my buddy. We're going to be back going outside the box momentarily. And you said Norway was number one on the happy list, right?
Norway, yeah.
Yeah. Now, again, I just reiterate this, that some people believe happiness is having themselves cared for all the time, everything. They don't have to do anything, right? You want happiness? Join the military. Go to prison. Three square meals a day. Not that I would want to eat them. But, hey, that's there for you. They got health care. Free health care. The military, free health care. The VA, you want that? Really? That's going to make you happy? Free health care in prison. Really? With Denmark was number two, you said?
Denmark was number two.
Yeah. Lots of TMBs reminded me. He says there are a lot of alcohol abuse there. I guess if they're happy being, drunk, heavy depression, drug abuse. I don't know. Again, happiness. I just go back to the origin of the word in the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, property. Right? It wasn't a guarantee of everybody's joyful, happy. Right? It was a guarantee that you had an opportunity to make the best life you could possibly make as long as you violated the rights of no one else. I think we've lost our way big time. The people of planet Earth lost their way. People of America seemingly lost their way. And by the way, when it comes to economics, the idea that there's perpetual growth The only other place you find perpetual growth is in cancer. So be careful what you wish for. Again, the whole idea that, well, we'll grow forever. No, that's what cancer cells do. There's just got to be more to life than, well, let's just grow and let's print more money. Where else can you find happiness? The vitamin L that we love here, with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones. Growing food. I just love to be out in the garden. I love to bring the power to heal to each and every one of you. That's a happiness thing. Does it necessarily rely upon perpetual growth? I don't think so. But I think we've been locked into a belief system that could be very damaging to us. And, of course, part of that perpetual growth means we've got to do more with less expenditure. And there's nothing wrong with the law of economy. In other words, getting more, the most out of every drop, efficiency, that's cool. But when it means replacing human beings with robots, I don't know. What do you think? Happy good, happy bad.
It's coming. I think either way, it's coming. Right. We're starting to see this already starting to happen.
Increase the minimum wage, you fast food burger flippers. Guess
that's
what?
Right.
You get replaced by robots. They're cheaper.
Yep.
And this is what we're seeing. We owe the humanity, right? But 1 in 4 believe, according to the survey, that in one area it might be okay. We'd be better off. How about turning our politicians into robots?
Aren't they already robots?
Well, that is a legitimate question.
Oh, man.
They're already pretty
know.
Much programmed. Yeah.
I don't know that will ever happen. I can't imagine. I mean, who knows? Maybe, 100 years from now when society has evolved to the point that it's just commonplace, you may end up having a robot in Congress. But I don't see that happening in our lifetime. But, listen, robots, artificial intelligence, and the super high technology is already taking over in a lot of places. You're seeing this stuff happening in healthcare, already where you've got robots, the Watson computer, remember that?
Where
they're using that to diagnose, diseases.
Dude, we're practically attached to our phones, which are robotic and programmed almost like artificial intelligence already. It's a funny joke and it's not, but again, in our ever increasing desire to do more with less, do we want to maintain what they call the same level of, whatever you define happiness to be? Because I think we got to find happiness elsewhere than in stuff, right? It's cool to have stuff, but man, if your happiness is locked into stuff, you ain't really happy. I'm just saying. Because you could have a lot of stuff and still be miserable inside because there's something not being fulfilled. And that gets into the esoteric side of the Robert Scott Bell Show. The spirituality, the love that is our essence. And is really yours, too. And yes, that means you, too, Super D. All right, we'll be back next hour after the news break with TMB. And rumor has it, Charlene Bollinger will join us as well. That's going to be so cool. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.